Karuna Podcast with Julie Kelly for an open mind and a compassionate heart.
Hi and welcome to today's podcast where I'll be discussing the topic of getting back into meditation after you've taken some time out. Now there are lots of reasons why we might fall by the wayside with our spiritual practice. It could be stress, work, home circumstances, it could be anything. But one thing that we know is life can get busy. And sometimes we need to take a break from our meditation practice, or it can happen without any planning. For me, it was life taking a wrong turn on a path that I knew very well. Maybe that's the same for you. Maybe you're an experienced meditator that found yourself lost after taking a wrong turning. You see, I just kept walking in the wrong direction, and as a result of that, I moved further and further away off the beaten track. But if you're like me, and you felt lost somehow, lost from your spiritual path, I understand how hard it is to get back there, to get back into meditation after taking that time out. And the reason for this is because it's difficult when your mind's cluttered. You know the monkey mind? Well, if you've ever been in a group of monkeys, which I have in India, they're all over the place jumping around, and that's exactly what our mind is like when we go off the track. It's so difficult to focus. So what do we do to get back on track? Well, I can tell you that I'm back and I'm here to help, because it's been a long journey. The first thing and the most important thing is, no matter how experienced you are as a meditator, start slowly. It's important to remember that your mind might need time to readjust after that break that you've had, that time out. So start with just a few minutes meditation each morning and gradually increase as you feel more comfortable. There's no rush. And don't feel guilty. If you're anything like me, your mind was full of guilt about leaving your spiritual practice behind. You almost feel ashamed to walk in to your spiritual prayer room. Don't. You're only human. And being human means we make mistakes, but it's bringing it back that's the most important thing. The next thing is refresh your space. If you haven't meditated for a while in your meditation space, it might need refreshing, even though it might look the same. You see, if your spiritual energy has gone, the energy from your room will have gone. So make sure it's clean and uncluttered. You can add candles, plants, incense, anything that you feel helps you to create that peaceful atmosphere. You might find that it looks different than before, because you're different than before. Don't try to replicate things, because you're coming back and you're starting anew. And don't try too hard if your mind wanders when you meditate. Don't feel bad, just bring it back and relax. One of the things that I found really useful was singing bowls, or is singing bowls. I've got a very special singing bowl that was given to me by my teacher. But we've all got something. We've got the tingshas, you know, the little altar bells, or meditation beads, or a singing bowl. Anything that can help you to focus the mind. One of the things that I did with my singing bowl, which you might want to try or you might not, is I gave the singing bowl one beat, and as the tone came from it, I took a deep breath and om. Right the way through until that beat, that tone had stopped and faded out. And then again, I took the beat, took the deep breath. Om. until that tone had gone, and so on. And then the mind became very, very relaxed. But one of the main things to focus on during your practice is the breath. The breath is so important because it's our life force, the prana, and it flows around our body through all our channels. And it keeps us functioning through life. It keeps us focused and it keeps us active and healthy. But sometimes we get blocked, whether that's through stress, illness. There's many things that can block us. So by doing this om, this deep, rich om, right from the pit of our stomach, it actually helps us to unblock. Because when we do the om, it's kind of like a bumblebee tone, it's kind of a buzzing tone, and that really resonates around the body. And so the breath is so important. So here I'm going to share a very short meditation that you can use, you can come back to anytime that you want to. And this short meditation will help you to relax the mind when it might feel lost, unfocused, or when you might feel unable to bring it back. So just take a nice comfortable position where you're going to be able to sit for 5 or 10 minutes and just relax. In a moment you're going to hear a beat of the singing bowl, and when you do, bring your focus to the breath as it enters the nostrils and as it leaves the nostrils. You can relax the jawline and just leave the mouth slightly open. We won't be using the mouth for the breath, only the nose. So we're focusing on how the breath feels as it enters the nostrils and as it leaves. What the temperature is like. What the breath actually feels inside the nostrils. Is it colder or cooler in one nostril than the other? Does it feel easier to breathe into the nostril than it does to breathe out? Or is it the other way around? Just focus on that breath and relax. Bring the focus to the chest, still with the breath, but as you breathe in, become focused on the chest and how it rises and falls as you inhale and as you exhale. Focus on the breath and also on the chest and the movement of the chest. And if your mind wanders, which it inevitably will, bring it back to the focus. Relax and focus on that chest and on the breath. Now, start to bring yourself back to a state of awareness, but sit for a while and experience the feeling of deep relaxation in your mind and in your physical body. Experience the weightedness and the groundedness, or the weightlessness. And light as all the stress disappears. Some of you will experience groundedness, you'll feel heavy, and for others you will feel light. We're all unique in our perceptions and our practice. But just sit for a while and absorb the way that you feel. Sit for a while until you feel ready to start your day ahead in a more balanced, healthy, happy, and peaceful way. You've been listening to Karuna Podcast with Julie Kelly, the podcasts to open the mind and make the heart more compassionate. Please like, share, and subscribe to my podcast over on Apple Podcasts. And if you can, please leave your comments and feedbacks about today's podcast, because it's your comments that help it to grow and help us to reach out to wider communities. Let's work together to build those communities in a happier and healthier way. Namaste.